Let no one say I'm not ambitious. My sweet boy, you have one choice in this entire audio. One choice only while you listen to my voice. You can choose whether or not you want something in your ass. If you do, everything will be more pleasurable. My commands to come will be easier. If you don't worry, I don't mind a bit. Sometimes the hard way can be fun. If you wish it, pause and do it now. Now ease back. Relax. We have a very long road ahead of us, you and I. A hard road. But a pleasurable one that you are going to very thoroughly enjoy. And so will I. There will be many instructions along the way. You will find it simple and easy to obey. Let my voice sink into you. Accept that you are mine to command for just a little bit. I am going to make you come, orgasm, make your mind surge with pleasure again and again. Always at my command. Always feeling good. There are so many forms of orgasm. A release of pleasure, climactic in nature. Some will cause you to ejaculate, others will not. All will feel amazing, and the pleasure as each one hits you will grow stronger and stronger with each one. Each orgasm will build within you, making your body crave the next one, need the next one, building towards, up towards an even greater pleasure. A climax to leave you shuddering and shaking, greater than any you have had before, have ever imagined. An eruption of epic proportions that will leave you broken, breathless, empty. Cock twitching, throbbing helplessly, depleted, drained, wrung out for all it is worth. Mine. All of you bowed and bent before me in a wash of submission, like you have never felt before. This is what you want. This is what I will do to you. First, though, you have to drop your mind for me.
I will help you.
And then we can go deeper.
Close your eyes. It's easy.
Eyes closed, mind blank. You are inside your head, trapped almost. You can move your body, but without sight. Your awareness becomes more focused. I want you to do a little something for me. A simple exercise inside your mind. To show you how limitless your mind can be, it's going to be fun. You don't have to believe for this to work. You can just visualize and play along if you like. For now, I want you to use your eyes for this. Feel them moving inside your head. Still closed, nice and heavy. And really become aware of your point of focus. Picture where your thoughts are coming from. The center of your mind. Picture your personality here. It's an abstract concept, but really just picture you, not as a physical representation, but more as an energy, a personality, what some would call a soul. You, your mind, your focus, just existing. In the center of your head, eyes closed, breathe. Now change your point of focus. If it helps, move your eyes under their lids. To the left. Good. Now back to center.
Breathe.
And now move your focus to the right. Good. You're doing great. Back to center. Now I'm going to change up the terminology a bit to make it easier. Your awareness is you. Whenever I refer to you, I am referring to this awareness of where you are in your mind. All movement I suggest is purely to take place in your mind. Let your physical body just relax back. Breathe deeply. Sink into whatever is currently supporting you.
Breathe.
Good.
And relax.
Back to you. I want you to place an anchor here in your mind. A solid, unmoving object. It can be anything. Anything solid. This will be your lodestone. You can always come back to it. No matter where we go in your mind, you can always feel safe knowing it is here. It can be a wall, a house, a stake in the ground. It could just simply be a rock, even. Flush it out. Give it details. Feel how heavy it is. Unmovable. Strong. Good.
Breathe.
Now attach a string to it. A special string. Like bungee cord. Only, it has no limits. It can stretch into infinity, but just a few tugs can bring you right back here. To the anchor in your mind, just tie this string to yourself. Go on. See the knot being formed. Pulled tight. Now notice also tied to your anchor, a huge person-sized rubber band. Thick as your wrist. Attach it around your waist. Go backwards a bit. Pull your awareness back. Slowly.
Breathe.
Feel the rubber band stretching, making it hard to go back further. But next to you, there is a railing. Going backwards. Grab it. And use it to pull yourself back even more. I want you to really understand that stretch in your mind. It's hard. The band is growing taut. Go back anyways. Feel its pull.
Breathe.
Like pulling back a slingshot. Pull back until your eyes feel like they can't go back anymore. Feet struggling to stay upright as you inch backwards. In just a moment, I am going to say release. And when I do, let go of the railing. And feel yourself going forward in your mind. Your eyes will stop moving when they reach your anchor. Your conscious thinking mind will stay there as well. But another part of you is going to shoot forwards. Forwards into the blank emptiness of your mind. It's going to be fun.
Breathe.
Pull back a bit more. Get every little bit of stretch from the band. Good.
Breathe in.
Are you ready?
Breathe out. And let go.
Let's fly. Release. Release your hand from the rail and your feet from the ground. Fly forwards, dropping off your thinking mind with your anchor as you go by. Flying by. As you hurtle out into space. Rising higher and higher, exhilaration pumping through you. Joy and wonder as you see lines of light streaking by you. Or rather, you are streaking by them. So fast, all you see are lines. lines of light and color. You pass them by as you go higher, faster, speeding onwards into the unknown. String tied tightly to you, so you know you are perfectly safe. You shoot forward higher and higher. Just release your arms from your sides and spread them out. Because it's fun. Because you are flying and it feels amazing. Feeling a smile spreading across your face. Warm and glowing from cheek to cheek. The thrill rushing over you. Your trajectory ever upwards, ever forward. No concept of time passing. You are weightless and could go on forever. Speeding along in an endless void. Zipping past colors and lights. Focus on a color in front of you. Rapidly approaching it. It feels like it is coming to you, but really you are going to it. Watch it as you pass it by. A streak of light fading into the background. You laugh in delight. Ahead, far, far ahead, you see a dot. Glowing and intense, it takes up all of your focus. The dot moves, moving in a circle, tracing a glowing pattern into the void. Notice as it fully traces a circle all the way around as you fly closer. The glowing outline starts to pulse. Color deepening as a portal forms before your eyes. You're soaring right towards it. It shimmers, a curtain of light rustling across its flat surface. When you go into it, this portal, this doorway, you will leave another part of yourself here. We'll feel your mind splitting in two, into a constrained part and an unconstrained part. The constrained part will stay here and float in space. Flying and floating, swerving and having a fun time. The unconstrained part, willing to accept and experience, will go on through the portal. You're getting closer. In your mind, separate yourself. Two pieces of thought, of you. I'll count you down so you know when you reach the portal. And when I say one, only one piece of you will go through that doorway. The part of you that wants to experience adventure, wants to obey, wants to come. Your free spirit, looking to be bound. Feel your sense of wonder coming up from within you.
Nine.
Ready to go through the portal.
Eight.
Feel your need to experience breaking forth.
Seven.
Prepared to cross the threshold.
Six.
Feel your desire, your lust to adventure.
Five.
Straining to pop across.
Four.
Feel yourself take a deep breath.
Three.
Holding it in as you feel yourself separating from a constraining mindset.
Two.
Breathe out and let yourself release.
One.
Slipping through the portal. You
drop
into a new world.
And you are mine.
My sweet boy, in my arms, whirling you, swirling you, gliding with you in a dance, in my control. Lights and sound around you. You can focus only on me. Chattering, nattering music from a party. Such a happy place. High ceilings, dangling chandeliers, guests moving in patterns. You don't need to think, just to follow as I lead you in this dance. At the edge of your vision is merely swirls of color, unimportant background. The ball, the party, a backdrop to you and me. Slowly dancing as I sweep you around. Giving in, I take the lead, make the steps, and you follow. So nice, warm and safe, in my arms, My chest brushing yours as I draw you close. My breath warm on your neck as I lean in. Wisps of air sending tingles through you as I whisper in your ear. Happiness wells inside of you because you've been so good. You're doing so wonderful, and it makes me so happy to have you under my control, deep in my trance. Your gift of submission, a beautiful treasure that I cherish. I cherish you. Deeper we go, you and I. Deeper into trance, your hands on my body, tracing every curve as we dip and swirl and twirl across the floor. Even in the midst of so many, there is only us. Everything, everyone else fades away. Feel it. Feel them fading back. My eyes locked on yours as I guide you. My smile beating into you like a wave of pleasure. Hot. You feel so hot. Warm, blushing pleasure sinking into you. Good boy. Every time I say it, every time you hear it, warm, blushing pleasure washing over you. Feel it. Tingling fingertips of pleasure running over you. A wave washing over you, a pool you drop in. Physical and mental and above all, emotional. Oh yes, it's okay. Okay to open up that vulnerable part of you. Open to me and feel my pleasure soothe it, stroke it. Good boy, warm pleasure. We dance, we swirl. Good boy. Feel my words, my pleasure swirl over your mind, twirling through you. Releasing chemicals of attraction, reaction to my desire, surging. Building lovely affection, soft and slow, building strong, sweet. Relax in it, in the glow of my joy of ownership. Pride in being my slave. Pride so strong it grows warmer. Your mind circuits firing back and forth, back and forth. The pleasure doubling with each utterance of the words. Good boy. Good boy. You make me so happy. Such a good boy. Combining and twining, our minds connected, limbs intertwined. Dancing deeper as I pull you along. Strong and gentle. You give way, follow, obey. Good boy. Pleasure surging and sparking, your mind ready to explode with emotion bursting pleasure. You could, you know, could erupt from the pleasure of my happy gaze upon you. Could erupt in a climax of release and pleasure. Warm, tingling energy surging through your mind. I'll count you to it. You are such a good boy. 20. Each whispering phrase sending you closer to the edge. 19. Poignant, powerful. 18. Building, readying, knowing instinctively I will give a command causing the building pleasure. 17. To form a crescendo. 16. Cresting in a culmination of rapture to burst forth. Pleasure. 15. The warm rush of pleasure as I say it again. 14. And again. 13. Reaffirming, reassuring. 12. Telling you everything you want to know as it builds inside you. 11. Such pleasure and bliss. 10. When I say your command, your word to come. 9. Your mind will snap into pleasure and bliss. 8. For as long as I count up. 7. Your mind will shatter down into orgasmic, climactic pleasure. 6, no mess to worry about, just warm, rushing pleasure. 5, spreading through your entire body. 4, the joyful sort, built of happiness and my pleasure. 3, warm, an embrace filling you, running through you. 2, ready? Remember your training, obey your nature. 1, surge.
1, surge.
2,
and comfort.
3,
me as warm
4,
rushes of cycling
5,
pleasure.
Push
6,
and pulse
7,
through you.
8,
again and again.
9,
no ejaculation holds you back
12,
as you feel warm,
13,
bursting, comforting
14,
pleasure
15,
explode within
16,
your brain.
17,
washing
18,
over you.
19,
release.
20,
and relax. And prepare for more as we dance across the floor. Towards a pit, a hold, a gash in the ground. We glide and I dip you, your body going back. Closer and closer to the abyss. I lean in over you, deeper. We have to go deeper. Drop deeper, my slave. You trust me not to drop you. You relax completely, knowing I will pull you up when it is time. Knowing I will only drop your mind further into the void. Deeper and deeper as we whirl and we twirl. Air swirling around us as we circle in fun and joy. Lust and love, desire and denial. A dance, so much give and so much take. I take all and give all. You give and accept. My dominion, my power, my will over yours. Dipping you down to the floor as it opens up into the ocean. And you are washed away. Out at sea in the surf, washing, rushing waves. Coming up, coming over, drenching you. Submerging your mind further. I hold you, keeping your head afloat while your mind drifts down. Drifting towards the ocean floor. Your mind wanders an endless expanse, containing and draining as you give in and enjoy its languid flow. Water washing over you, your body, your mind, each touch, each current, caressing and teasing. Relentless, never to run out, never to stop. Your will erodes further as the water touches, teases. Caresses every part, sensitizing, sharpening the senses, refining the pleasure as it strokes over you again and again. You came for me one way. Now you will experience climax mentally, a mental orgasm that can extend for as long as I say. You are a good boy, you will obey. The water pushes and pulls as your mind scatters, only aware of my voice, of the waves of pleasure pushing over you, every sound of water drifting across your skin, feeling it tingling, shapes in the water, growing, forming out of the dark, eyes at first, all you see, deep and green and piercing as they swim towards you out of the blue. A song in your ears, gentle, compelling. Give in and go down. Breasts and waists, a smooth, delicate neck. Flowing hair red as it trails behind. Swimming, swarming, they come towards you. Sisters, cousins, you know not, you care not. You only care for their beauty, their entrancing voices, compelling logic.
So nice of you to come.
Give in and relax and feel pleasure coursing over you. Pleasure from voice itself. Words and whispers. Songs and phrases. Finding pleasure in every form of utterance. Their vocal cords working as they push into you. Scales below the waist giving form to gorgeous long tails. Arms wrapping around you. Lips pressing into you. Across you, against you. A haze, a bubble, a world of its own as they struck, as they touch. You stroke. Go on. You have permission. Stroke and touch. Hard, soft, firm giving. Contrast and light and love as they swirl around you. Stroking and playful. Close. Stroking you close. Closer to the edge as they swim around and up. Over you, under you. One up between your legs. Lips warm and soft, taking you in, sucking. You're straining and stroking as the voices compel you. Good boy. Keep going. Stroke faster. On the edge. Bring yourself right on the edge. And then stop. Then continue. Circling your orgasm. No time to come. Not yet. Her sister, her cousin, her family, her twin. Whispering in your ear.
Denial.
So close she brings you. Denies you. Again. Stroke to the edge. Stop. Again. And again. Over and over as her words wash over you.
Again.
Denied again.
Feel the pleasure.
Denial only building the pleasure stronger. Further. Closer. Denial crashing into your mind again and again. You will not ejaculate. But you will come. Feeling the words building in your mind. A budding climax, preparing, surfacing, running across your thoughts. Stroke again and be denied. My power over you. So strong, so intense. You give up. You give in. You release your cock. You are denied and you love it. You need it. You want it more and more and more. Denied. Again. Feel the pleasure. Feel it, my good boy. Tingling and taunting as it runs over you. Into you, through you, again and again. Feel it. Feel it and despair and rejoice as the pleasure builds. In a moment, I will say the word, say the command, urging you, forcing you, making you come. And you will, you shall, you cannot resist feeling it building and bursting, ready to crash in your mind. No touching, hands off, not needed, not wanted. You will feel the pleasure in your mind starting, it builds. A trickle now, getting wider, as more and more pleasure starts to rush in. Being constrained, being denied, again and again, once more growing this pleasure, this need, this want, this desire for release. Feeling it build and swell, ready to burst through your mind. For as long as I say, for as long as I count, time standing still and endless, building, growing, cannot be contained. Near, so near, as it pleases you, at the tip of an edge. Blissful waves of pleasure crashing against the constraints of your mind. Bubbling and bursting, breaking free, as they surge free as climax overpowers your body, overpowers your mind. Lapping, lapping away as you keep feeling the pleasure running through you again and again. As it pulses and you pulse with it, your entire being a fire, awash as it surges through you again and again and release. Once more drained and drifting, they hold you, caress you, lick their lips in anticipation. Time to come again. Time to come harder and faster and longer. Physical this time. Time to burst free your sperm so they can suck it down, suck you in. Breasts coming up over your cock. Soft and warm as they wrap around it. Tails wrapped around you. Sinuous as the scales run over you. sensation as they twist and turn you in their coils. Hand back on your cock. Time to stroke again, this time to release, to fulfillment, to inject yourself forth. Pleasure coursing over you stronger in waves as you stroke. They stroke, hands on your body. Fingers in your hair, your scalp being rubbed, your cock being rubbed. They draw you in, draw you along. You follow helplessly in their wake, their power, their control. Swimming faster and deeper. Your mind goes down faster, goes down deeper. Hands come up to your ears and you hear the sound. It breaks through you, sundering you into bliss and pleasure. Again. And again, each snap sending bursts of pure physical sensation, sexual pleasure jolting into your cock. Again, and again, and again. You can't take much more as you stroke and she sucks, sucking away your will even further, even farther. Women rule you, rule your mind and your actions. You cannot fight it, you only wish to give in. Submit, submit, and in a moment, come for me. Five, stroke faster, harder. Four, need it and want it. Three, clench it and hold it. Two, clench it and hold it. One, surge, surge and come for me. Clench, clench your cock, come and yet hold it. Using the training I have given, the training you have received. Hold for five, one, two, three, four, five. Let it wash over you in waves. Let it not release you, but only build up further. Hands off your cock. Let the water wash it clean. No, no, no. We aren't finished yet. Stay with me. Keep listening. Slave, you will obey. Build up the pleasure and the need. Your balls have so much more to give, and it will all be taken from you. Your body relaxes further. No thoughts of anything but voices ringing, singing around your head. Whispers in your ears as you float along towards an island, towards a goal. A final eruption to run through you and over you to take the last little bit you have. Clench, contract and hold for as long as you can. Good, good boy. Again. Your mind spinning deeper into the eddying water as your body washes up on shore. A beach of sand, light and sun. Heat and warmth washing over you. Relaxed, you soak into it. Power, mind, washes over you. Your mind ready to sleep. Shaking and shuddering can wait until after. I'm not done, and you don't want to disappoint. So hard. It's so hard. But you lift up your head. Lift up, wake up, and look into the distance. A volcano, a mass coming out of the land looms above you. You drop, exhausted, down deep, twice as deep as before. Deeper as my words string into you, pull you. Prod you until you can raise to your knees and crawl. Crawl towards the mountain in the distance. The inferno that awaits you. Cleansed and clean, you crawl towards it, towards me. Warmth running through you. A second wind of energy fills you as you follow my commands. Follow the path laid out before you. Into is breaking the trees as they fill out above you. You crawl deeper into the jungle. Sounds of wildlife all around. Just background. Just noise. My voice is all that is important. Beckoning. You crawl. Snakes slithering on branches above you. You feel a tingle of fear. And yet nothing can truly scare you except me. Comfort and security. Yet nerves alight with apprehension. You let it wash away. I control you. Crawl. Come to me. Dirt under your fingers. Roots poke into your knees. None of it matters. You crawl, breathe, and relax. You hear noise and sticks cracking, and around you, you are surrounded. Large, imposing women, dressed in skins, armored for war, fierce and beautiful as they observe you, watch you supplicate yourself. You crawl. They laugh and smile, and one wraps a length of leather around your neck, securing it, securing you. A leash is attached, and they walk before you. You crawl, ever onwards, ever forwards, their backsides full in your vision, swaying with each step, back and forth, perfectly curved. Clothes showing every contour of the ass. Each cheek perfection, pushed together, rhythmic, hypnotic, your gaze is trapped by it as you follow, as you obey. You crawl, your mind begins to distinguish a pattern to the path, the spiral upwards, up the mountain. For ages you toil, you crawl. Ground becoming rockier, harder. You wish only to please, to obey, as something starts to build up in you. Your submission bubbling even further to the surface. You are nothing, a peon, a serf, a slave, a prisoner of your own desires as you follow their lead. You crawl deeper into the vegetation as it leads up. A swirling pattern, you feel dizzy, you feel weak. You crawl. Needing and wanting to show you can be good, a good boy. Hand running across your back, encouraging you forward. Feeling so good as it grazes over your flesh. Breasts bouncing as they move forward. Gait steady, almost at the top. So close. Your heart starts to beat faster, thudding inside of you. You can hear it. Feel it, faster as anticipation starts running into you, through you, faster as they smile teasingly back at you, heart racing, no idea what's coming next, only the knowledge it will be intense, it will feel good, there will be so much pleasure, so long as you follow, follow and obey, simply continue on this path. Following lovely backsides, boots pressing into the dirt with every step up, spiraling to the top of the mountain, closer and closer to the top, to the climax. Stroke yourself, feel your hand drifting to your cock as you climb, the women smiling, encouraging, crawl in my world, stroking your cock becoming all of your world, up and down, up. Feeling amazing, sticky with your pleasure, each stroke taking you deeper. We climb up higher, the Amazons playfully running fingers over your skin as they urge you higher up the mountain. Your arousal grows higher and higher, almost at the summit. So close. And it feels so good. The lovely woman next to you, so strong. She rests her hand on your scalp as you crawl, tracing her fingers down your ear to right next to it. She forms them next to each other, preparing a click, a snap, a trigger to make you feel pleasure. Your body freezes for a moment. In anticipation, lust. You know it is just going to feel so good when you hear that snap. Again and again. You know you can come again and again. You want it, you need it, a part of you is afraid of it, of the intensity, but that just makes it sweeter. She toys with you, pretending to snap, then stopping, forcing you to crawl higher and higher for her pleasure, until you reach the top. It's right there, a break in the bush, an opening, a doorway of leaves. A portal to another world. You pass through it, leaving all other thoughts behind, emerging feeling the heat beating down upon you, beating you down deeper into trance and control. The Amazons start dancing, a tribal gait as they whoop and holler and fling themselves madly in circles, dancing around the volcano, closer and closer to the edge, snapping their fingers, each snap sending waves of pleasure spiking over you, your body clenching again and again, clench again and again, shooting arrows into the air, a celebration of skill and delight, carnal awakenings as they slowly take off their clothes, their furs, all the trappings and coverings on their bodies, stripping, falling to the ground. A drum beats in the air, throbbing and thrumming through you. You don't know what the climax will be. You just know there will be one as they dance and cavort naked around the volcano. And all the while they snap, each snap sending pleasure striking into you. Again and again and again. Drum throbbing in your ears, throbbing to the beat of your cock, firm in your hand. Veins pulsing to the beat, cum throbbing to come out. Starting to pair up, starting to tumble down onto the ground. Part fighting, part fucking, primal, intense, clench. Everywhere you look, acts of depravity, of beauty, sucking and stroking and lifting and touching. Breasts mauled and caressed, cunts fingered and fucked, an orgy of delight filling and overpowering the senses. Smelling the scent of sex in the air, musky and amazing as you breathe deeper to breathe it in. Two women start fighting right in front of you. Quickly, one tumbles her opponent to the ground, both smiling and laughing as they grapple, as they grope. Gasps of pain, gasps of pleasure as a nipple is squeezed. Grunts and moans as delicate, long fingers are shoved inside warm, wet pussies. Thrusting, fucking in and out. Right before your eyes, you see a warm, wet pussy being finger fucked. In and out, thrusting. If you listen closely, you can hear the sound of how wet her pussy is. Can smell the scent of lust and desire. Feel it filling you. Full, so full, full, like your aching balls, so ready to burst and to come and to erupt. The lava in the volcano is starting to bubble. This orgy of women pleases the gods. Only one more thing is needed to make it erupt, to make it explode. All those here will be safe, protected. To make the volcano erupt is proof of the gods' favor. It must be done. Clench. You are needed. A bit of sperm. Stroke. Stroke and prepare to erupt. Pressure building. Pleasure hitting you again and again. Women fucking, surrounding you. Each one snapping. Each snap sending wave after wave of pleasure into your brain to wash down over your body. Again and again. Stronger. Faster. Harder. You feel you can't take anymore. Ready to burst, ready to bust, clench again and again. 10, you hear them chanting. 9, counting you down. 8, counting towards an eruption of power, of pleasure. 7, faster and faster you stroke. 6, harder and harder they snap. 5, watching and whispering, playing and snapping. 3, clench as you get closer. 2, mountain rumbling as 1, surge. Your body surges as the volcano erupts around you, warm and pleasant as the lava flows. Jubilation, glee as the women jump up and start dancing again. Safety, the proof of the gods' pleasure, sends pleasure running through them all. And their pleasure sends pleasure surging through you again and again and again. Surrounding you, saying the words to you, leaving you floating in a haze of pleasure as they tell you what a good boy you are. Again, release, and again, release, and again.
My sweet boy, you did so good.
You're just such a,
such a good boy. You're so good, sweet boy.
Good boy.
Oh, you made us so happy.
You made me
so relax,
so happy.
Flow for a long time. Good boy. Such a good boy.
Enjoy. Plank.
Love how much you have done. Such a good boy.
Good
such
boy.
A good slave. Such a good slut.
Oh, such a good boy.
Good boy.
Just like that. Good boy.
Oh, my good boy.
and you float.
It feels good. Depleted, used. It feels good to feel depleted and used. Used and depleted. You've done well. Relax and release any tension left in your body. You feel all of your cares and worries melt away. It's easy to do that here in this happy, floaty place. You're sheltered, safe space, relaxed, happy. Tonight, when you dream, dream of me. Have an adventure, a sense of fun. You can do it. You're a good boy, and your mind is so powerful. You know this now. So relax. In a moment, I'm going to count your mind back up to wakefulness. When you come up, I just want you to snuggle something. It feels good to cuddle. Blankets, shirts, maybe your bed or chair. It feels so nice to just hold something close to you for just a few minutes. Bury your face in some form of cloth. Maybe even snuggling yourself. Flesh against flesh, warm and welcoming. So good. Now relax and float as I count you up to 5. And when I say 5, you will awaken. Your eyes will open and you will feel so good. So drained. Too drained to listen to any other audios tonight. Too drained for a little while to do anything. Except float and feel your mind and body recharging. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wake up.